Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, we were instructed on how to identify scorners in the church and how to discipline them. Let's continue with that today.
Now, James is writing some Jewish Christians who were obviously judging one another and speaking evil one of another. When people in any ministry begin to be fault finders, gossip, and they develop unsubmissive attitudes because they did not get their way, they will soon kill that cooperative spirit in the church that's seeking the glory of God. Now, Proverbs instructs us to cast out the scorner, and the strife will cease. Now, a scorner is someone who ridicules someone else. He ridicules the preacher. He ridicules the programs of the church. He ridicules, maybe it's music, maybe it's the Sunday school teacher, the Sunday school lesson. And this is the person that always makes light of and scorns others. He's the scorner. He's the one that's always finding fault. Now, friend, please understand what we're reading here in James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 is the command not to take lightly. Do not make the mistake that many make of misinterpreting this injunction and equate spiritual, scriptural reproof with speaking evil of a brother. Through the Bible, we find it is God's will that we give a warning to the careless, as well as to rebuke the wayward. Sometimes people in churches get mad if a pastor mentions another church by name or another individual by name, maybe another preacher. Now, if he's just gossiping about them, he is wrong. But if he's pointing out false doctrine or sin, he's doing what the Scripture says that he should do. The Bible tells him to mark them. And if you got a pastor that won't do that, then maybe he ought to apologize for not naming people and specific churches, because the Bible instructs him to do that. Now, speaking evil can take on many forms. It can be a false report. It can be an accusation that purports to have God's power, in that it makes accusations that only the one who knows the heart could see. For example, I just mentioned some preachers saying they have no love. They have no compassion in their heart. And, well, only God can see the heart. Man looketh at the outward appearance. God looketh at the heart. So when a person says you have no compassion in your heart, they are making the claim that they are equal with God. Is that blasphemy or not? Now, it may be true, but they don't know. And sometimes an evil report, a false accusation, it might be true as well. But the occasion is not necessary that it be told. One time, a lady was told that a preacher had said something in the pulpit about her. The preacher heard about it, and he called the lady up and he says, "Ma'am, I didn't say that, and whoever told you that was wrong." And the lady said, "Well, preacher, I had five people tell me that, and they are good people, and I trust them. I take their word. They have no reason to lie to me." And so the preacher come back with, "Well, do this. We tape every sermon. Listen to the tape. And it'll tell whether I'm lying or your five people are lying. The lady said, I don't have to listen to the tape. I trust my friends. Well, that preacher could no longer talk with the lady. I mean, if they're not going to listen to the proof, the actual proof, then there's no way they could do anything about that, okay? And I point that out just to say that you can have people that don't want to hear the truth. They just want to have discord sown. But, you know, even if it is the truth, had the people been right that told that lady this, what was the reason they had in telling her that? Shouldn't they have gone to the preacher and said, Preacher, we think you're wrong for saying that about her? And so what would have been their motive in going to the lady who was not a part of that pastor's church? Unless it was to sow discord, bring a false or evil report, to stir up trouble. Notice that 1 Peter chapter 4, 8 says, And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Now, this is a local church setting. The idea is fervent charity that covers or prevents a multitude of sins. Leviticus 19 and verse 16, in the law, it addressed this matter. In other words, this is just not a New Testament thing. Even in the law, it says, Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. So God hated these sins of the tongue in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Now, why does one tell these things of others that are true? It's not to edify a weak brother, nor is it to warn an unwary follower of a false teacher, as the Bible requires us to do. Consider with me, if you will, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. There it says, Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. The word blessing means to speak well of. Yet, we too often speak evil of brethren. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, talking about really speaking against the servant of God, it says, No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. And this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. God's servants at the judgment will testify against those that spoke against them. Now you say, well, preacher, that is Old Testament, Isaiah 54 you just read. Well, listen to Hebrews 13, verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you. Verse 7 of that chapter tells us those are the ones that speak to you the word of God. In other words, your pastor. It says, Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Is that unprofitable for the pastor? Or for the person under the pastor's ministry? Well, it's unprofitable for that person under the pastor's ministry. And yes, that pastor may do it with grief because he wanted you to be righteous and to be well rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Please understand, God is the judge, not us. Sometimes, deacons and people in the position must be informed of someone else's past. That is why spiritual, scriptural men should have those positions. They must be able to know those things about someone and yet love that person and not hold it against them. And sometimes they must watch for these things, yet not have an attitude of, I'm going to really get them if I can about this thing. Now, notice what a person is doing when he speaks evil of brethren according to the rest of verse 11 of James chapter 4. It says, but if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. James is warning that only God is authorized to judge anyone. When a Christian begins to speak evil of anyone or to speak to the hurt of anyone, to speak to the hurt of another person, then he has actually judged that person as unworthy of help or support and has proposed that judgment should be handed out. Well, my friend, such judgment belongs to God alone. He alone has the authority to condemn. Now, again, let me insert, there are things that we do bring forth judgment on. For example, if a man is living in adultery in your church, then your church needs to practice church discipline and put him out until such a time as he would repent of that awful sin and leave that adulterous relationship. But to judge a person's motive, to speak to the hurt of a person, is God's authority, not our own. The primary purpose of the commandments and teaching of God's word is not for us to use it to see if we can find fault in others. Oftentimes in a marriage, there are problems because a mate will look to see if their mate is doing what they are supposed to do instead of what one's own self should be doing. And my friend, your marriage will get in trouble if you say, well, he's not doing this or she's not doing that, and that's what the Bible says he's supposed to do. That's what the Bible says she is supposed to do. You're already on the wrong foot. You see what the Bible says you're to do. Their responsibility, if they won't keep it, is between them and God, and you taking that thing to God in prayer. Not taking it to the preacher, not taking it to your neighbor, not taking it to the telephone or anywhere else. If we allow the Holy Spirit to search our hearts, we would find that there is more wrong with us than we would ever be able to find with anyone else. And then maybe it would become a little bit more easy to forgive others of their debts and of their trespasses as we have trespassed against God. Now, those who set themselves up as judges usually are the ones who fail most in obedience to the Word of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you're listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says,